That song the choir sang this morning always just brings to mind the word of God that when Jesus was crucified and gave up the ghost, it said the veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place was rent in twain, signifying that the way into the holiest of all was now open. We didn't have access into the throne room before, but through the new covenant, through the blood of Jesus, we have access into the throne room of heaven. Praise God. Aren't you glad this morning? Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. And someday we're going to see him face to face. Someday we're going to see him face to face. We can't now because we're not cleansed and glorified. But someday, praise God, we're going to look on his face. Hallelujah. We're going to glorify his name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This morning I have two portions of the word that came together this morning. In the Old Testament and New Testament, Psalm 46 we're going to start with, and then we're going to go to Epistle to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. So if you want to mark the fourth chapter of Ephesians, and then we'll go to Psalm 46. Seemed like the Holy Spirit was just directing me to this passage, and a commentary on our present condition in our journey forward. This psalm talks about the presence of God in calamity, in the issues and troubles. It said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Can we say amen to that? Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Therefore, will not we fear? Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. I want to pause here for a minute. These are an analogy, a physical representation of troubles, the physical things that are happening. But today, if I take it to the current day, we're seeing a tumultuous time, in our life, in our history, in the time of this world, that in existence, all the things that are going on around us that seem like in the last few years have all come to fruition, that the enemy has been on the move and in such a blatant way that he's no longer hiding behind or disguising what he's doing. It's right out there in the open. It's right there in our face. I remember seeing just recently there was a statue, some sort of satanic statue that was erected in one of the cities. I don't know, it was Minnesota, somewhere in Minnesota. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. Blatant, not right there. Satan has always disguised himself and tried to hide the fact that he is who he is. But now he's taken away the veil and he's just right out there in your face. And tumultuous things that are happening, the lawlessness, the unrest, the attack on the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, the trouble in the schools and all this gender dysphoria that's going on, all the lies, all the attacks, all the voices that are moving, trying to move people away from the Word of God, away from the truth of God. We preached a couple weeks ago or last week, I believe, about there's no absolute truth. It's all relative. It's your truth and my truth and whoever's truth, and it's not the truth. There is one truth, and it's Jesus Christ, praise God. And we're so thankful for that. But we're living in tumultuous times. There's rumors of war and destruction and problems. The economy. We're going into an election year, and Lord knows what's going to happen there. But there is hope, and there is a remedy. And there is a way through this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says here, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. I want to pause here for a minute. What is he talking about? He's talking about the operation and movement and flow of the Holy Spirit. There is a river, praise God. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Who is that city? You and I, brother and sister, we're that city. And that Holy Spirit, praise God, is the one that is going to move. The Holy Spirit is the one that is going to supply the grace and the strength, praise God, to the church. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, hallelujah. It is a baptized church. It is a sealed church. It is a church not just with a label, but it is a church in reality, walking and moving in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father, help us this morning. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. No matter what's going on, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Praise God. He is with us. He's brought us this far. You think he's going to leave us now? No way. He's going to take us all the way through. It says the heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so glad there is a refuge in Christ Jesus. When there's no place to turn, you can always go to the Lord. He is our refuge, praise God. A safe place, a place of peace, a place of joy, a place of comfort. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to continue on. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh the wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. And here he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still. Be still. The river of God is flowing. Lisa quoted that in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit. The last days weren't just the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit, the baptism, the Pentecost that came, that was the ushering in the last days. We're living in the last days. And I believe we're living in the last of the last days. And I believe God is going to move and God is going to do and God is going to perform great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. If we just believe, if we just hold on, if we just trust him and say, oh, Lord, help us. Help us. We can get caught up in all the things of life and get discouraged. But, oh, God, let our eyes be fixed on you. When he said, nothing is impossible for me, what does that mean? It means nothing. Nothing is impossible, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us this morning. Praise the Lord. Would you go with me briefly to Ephesians, the 4th chapter? This, the Epistle to Ephesians is so beautiful. There's so many things in this book, this letter that Paul wrote, inspired by the Holy Spirit. So many things, and I don't want to get into, I don't want to dilute or just, I want to focus on the emphasis here is on these last days. He says in the 11th verse, or 10th verse, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. You and I, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. How do we do that? By going out and witnessing, by being a testimony. We prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Brother and sister, if ever there was a time to be steadfast, to be kind of a put, you know, aside is right now that have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, to be segregated almost. For it is a shame to speak of these things which are done of them in secret, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Praise God. Remember what Paul wrote, or Jesus said rather, in John, when he has come, he'll reprove the world of righteousness, sin, and judgment. He'll come. The Holy Spirit will reveal. The Holy Spirit will expose. The Holy Spirit will show us, praise God. Oh, brother and sister, let us walk in that Spirit this day. More than ever, we need the presence of the Lord, praise God. We don't just need the label. We need the reality of the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, instructing us and guiding us and leading us, praise God. It's something that is so necessary today, that the Holy Spirit would just instruct us and guide us. Let me read on. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Oh, Father, I pray this morning, we have those that are neglecting. There are those that are just going along. And I say, Lord, would you stir up the gift? Would you stir up the fire in their heart? Would you give them a hunger and thirst after righteousness? At church is not something we do three times a week because it's there, because it's something that it's a tradition, it's something that a habit we got into. Oh no, there's something that happens when we come to the service, praise God. There's the presence of the Lord that begins to touch us, and God speaks to us, and God moves on us, and the Holy Spirit deals with us, praise God. And in the assembly of the saints, praise God, there is joy and there is power, and there's something that takes place, praise God, when the presence dwells, hallelujah. It says he dwells in the praises of his people. Oh Lord, when we come together and begin to praise him, praise God, the Spirit of God, the presence of the Lord dwells in our midst. It's not just I went to church this morning. Oh no, I got in the presence of the Lord, praise God. Oh hallelujah. And I'm different, I'm changed, praise God. Oh hallelujah. When Moses came down from the mount with the tablets, his face, it says, shone so bright that the Israelites could not look on him. It was so bright, he had to put a veil over his face because he was changed, praise God. He came from the presence of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, would you change us? Change us. We sing, I am holy, holy, holy God, and I am changed in the presence of a holy God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let us get in your presence and change us, oh God. Take us from where we are. Take us to the next plane. Take us to that higher level, oh God. I love what Jeremiah writes. He says, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. There's the thank you, Jesus things. There's the praise the Lord things, and there's the oh, glory to his name things. Hallelujah. When we get into that level, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us this morning. Oh, praise God. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Not only to the church, but to those who are searching, to those who are looking for something, to those who have not made a commitment, to those that have not had an encounter with Jesus Christ, to those who have not had an experience with Christ, praise God, those who have not felt his touch yet, awake, awake. There's a truth here. There's something. God is reaching out. God is reaching out. The number has to be fulfilled, and God is calling, and God is moving, praise the Lord. I believe what is going on today is causing people to think, causing people to question what's happening. How did this all take place? People are starting to ask the question, what's going on? Even the unbelievers, they're reading, they're hearing the word, and the word says the rapture is coming, the Jesus is coming back. Well, I don't know if they believe it or not, it doesn't matter, but there's something happening that the Holy Spirit is beginning to work and touch. A time to get ready. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Circumspectfully means carefully. See that you walk circumspectly. We can't just be willy-nilly in our spiritual walk. It's got to be purposeful. It's got to be dedicated. It's got to be concentrated. Following Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Lord, would you consecrate me, oh God? Would you help me this morning, oh Lord, draw closer to you? I want to be ready when you come, and Lord, I want to bring everybody I can with me. Whatever testimony I can give, whatever light I can shed, whatever comfort, whatever encouragement, whatever counsel, oh God, let me be that person. Let me be that tool. Let me be the one, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Take advantage of the time God has given you. It's not, well, church will be there next week. When I get past this part in my life and when I get settled in my career or whatever the situation, then when I get out of college, then I can really concentrate on the Lord. You don't have time to do that, my brother and sister. No, you don't. You need him now. You need him to walk with you now. You need him when you're young. You need him when you're middle-aged. You need him when you're old, praise God. There's no preferred time. It's sooner the better. Amen. Solomon says it's good for a young man to serve the Lord in his youth. You know the thing that we grew up with, and maybe it was because of fear a bit, when we were kids, teenagers, for me that was 60 years or so ago, long time, but there was a fear of wanting to serve the Lord, a fear, a reverence for God, a reverence for the word that was preached and the doctrine that we held dear to our hearts. And we wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There was something about it that we feared growing up without the Holy Spirit. There was a genuine something that we knew it was important. We may not have all understood everything in the Word, but we understood that much. At least that was my feeling at the time. And today what's happened, we have such so many things going on and distractions in life, and we got cell phones and we got Instagram and we got this and that and the other, and we got all kind of things on television, and it sways the mind and gets us off the track. And the hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit doesn't seem to be there. But oh God, in the last days I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Those that are hungry, those that are thirsty, the Lord says he will fill them, praise God. He'll satisfy the longing heart, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, brother and sister. Well, brother, is it that serious? Yes, it's that serious. It's that serious, my brother and sister. And it's not just the receiving of the Holy Spirit, but the emphasis ought to be on walking in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Walking in the Spirit. Doing the will of God by the unction of the Holy Ghost. The baptism is good. It's just a start. But it's the walking in the Spirit, redeeming the time. How do we redeem the times? The Holy Spirit moves upon us. The Spirit of God causes us to be discerning, causes us to reach out, causes us to draw closer to him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, brother and sister, I want you to just find the scriptures to talk about walking in the Spirit. Because Paul describes it in Galatians in one passage, the spirit and the flesh, they're contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things you would. What does that mean? The old nature, the carnal nature is battling all the time. The old nature wants to do its thing. The old nature wants to take control, and the Holy Spirit is opposing him. And the only way we can please God is if we're walking in the Spirit. The only way we can please him is by the Spirit dominating us, praise God. And that has to come through subjection. That has to come through surrender. He's a gentle spirit. Praise God. He doesn't enforce, he doesn't, force you to do anything. Sin, the enemy, forces you. The carnal nature forces you. The addict can't, I gotta have a fix. I gotta have a glass of beer. I gotta have alcohol. I gotta have a something. It's forcing. It's oppression. It's captivating. The Holy Spirit frees us from all that, praise God. Oh Lord, help us this morning. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. If they were evil back then, Paul, you wouldn't believe what we're seeing today. You can't imagine what's going on today. It's beyond the possibility of man to comprehend living back 2,000 years ago and see what's going on today. The times are evil. There's a persecution of the church. That's going on. In some parts of the world, it's by death. In some parts of the world. Here, it's starting with oppression. It's starting. Got to shut down the word. See this whole thing about free speech? It's under attack. You can't say certain words, and you got to use my pronouns and all this baloney. You know, I'm sorry for the word baloney, but you got to use all. You see what's going on? It's shutting down free speech, and pretty soon, maybe the Bible is going to be considered hate speech. You can't talk about homosexuality being a sin. Oh no, it's a disease. No, it's a sin. The Word of God calls it a sin, an abomination. Oh, Lord. Well, does God not love the homosexual? He loves everyone. He loves everyone, praise God. That's not the issue. The issue is God frees, praise God. God delivers, praise God, from the powers of sin. Oh, praise God. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Be therefore not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And this, I think, is where the church needs to wake up. What's God's will? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What is God's will? Well, that's the pastor's job and the deacons and the assistant pastor and associate pastor. They figure out, no, what's God's will? What's God's will for your life, for this church? What's God's will? Should we be doing more than we're doing? I think I can answer that categorically, yes. What it is exactly, God has to reveal it to us. But what is God's will? Be not unwise, but understanding. What is God's will in your life personally? Is it to be where you are right now in the career you're in? Is it to be serving God as you are at this moment? Or is it something better, something closer? Oh, praise God. We have a God who will supply every need. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. That Holy Spirit will minister to us. The Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, praise God. Let me go on and close. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Oh, that is a mouthful. He compares the effect of alcohol on a person's behavior. Be not filled with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. He's talking about under the control. The Holy Spirit's not a gas or a liquid, it's a person. It's not being filled. It's being under the control, the influence of the Holy Spirit. Do you feel His presence? You and I that have been baptized for maybe some years, do we feel His presence like when we first got baptized? Do we feel the anointing power? Do we have the manifestation of His power? And we're not talking up tongues, and that's not the issue, but the manifestation, Paul writes in Corinthians, the manifestation is given to every man to profit withal. Can God use you in the gifts? Yes. Yea, many can. It's not just for the pulpit. It's for every member of the body of Christ. Amen. Distributing them severally as He will. But there has to be a surrender, a yielding. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. Be under the control of the Holy Spirit. When we're under the control of the Holy Spirit, there's a difference in our behavior. There's a difference in our walk. There's a difference in our joy. Amen? When we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Worship. Worship. How's your worship? How's your worship? Well, I go to church. That's good. But how's your worship? How is your worship? You feel the presence of God? You just praise His name sometimes, just when you're alone, maybe even in the car. How's your worship? That's what the Word of God is telling us. What's gonna survive in these last days? The Holy Spirit is there. The river is flowing, praise God. He wants to bless. He wants to do. He wants to reveal. He wants to help us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to comfort us, praise God. But you and I got to be willing vessels. Amen. You and I got to listen. What does the Spirit say? Oh, praise God. One time, I'll never forget, I was working at Monsanto. We had cubicles, and I was in a purchasing group. We were in one section of the building, kind of an alcove-like, and there were, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 cubicles there, and I was in the back in the corner. And something had happened, and without getting all the details, and I was delivered. It was a sticky situation, and I was delivered. And I'm walking back. As I was thinking about it, I was walking back in the aisle to the cubicles, and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. And I had to stop and look around. I didn't know if anybody was in the cubicle. I mean, it heard me. But oh, thank you. Something just came out of me. I couldn't stop it. I didn't try to think about saying it. It just came out. Get in the presence of the Lord. Take the Word of God. Read a passage of text and just set it on your lap and just meditate on what it said. Think about what, let it speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit begin to minister. Not just reading, well, I read through the Bible in a year. That's good. But there's more to it than that. When He says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, that's what He's talking about. Let it minister to you. It's not just knowing the Word, but it's having that relationship and that the Holy Spirit dealing with you. Praise God. Giving thanks for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Lord, help us. Help us to draw close. Brother, sister, would you come forward? I'm going to stop right here. The humility of submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God. Oh, Lord, help us to draw near to you. The body of Christ is a refuge, is an encouragement, a strength to us, each of us. Sometimes your encouragement to someone means so much more than you can even realize. When someone comes up and says, "Brother, I'm just praying for you. I'm thinking about you. I just know the Lord's going to help you." And they may not know what you're going through, or they may. But just that fact, that encouragement, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You see, the enemy wants to keep us isolated, wants to keep our problems to ourselves. Not that we're going to go around and tell everybody our troubles and problems. I'm not talking about, you know what I'm saying, is it's, sometimes we need prayer. We need help. We need not just our prayers. We need the body of Christ, the saints, to pray around us. Praise God, that help us get through these things. And sometimes the enemy says, "Oh, don't say that. You're going to embarrass yourself. No, you don't want people asking you questions. And you know, it's just keep it to yourself. I'm private. I don't want nobody to know my business." I understand that. That's fine. You can be private. Maybe you come to a brother in confidence and say, "Brother, would you pray for me? I just need prayer, and I don't want to get into the details. Would you mind praying for me?" That's how we can do it. You don't have to be an open book and tell everybody your situation, but at the same time, we need prayer. The enemy wants to say, "No, don't, just go ahead and just struggle. Keep it to yourself, just struggle. You can, you know, God will help you." And the word of God says, "Confess your faults one to another." Oh my God. Can you do that? Confess your faults one to another? That's tough to do. Who wants to say, "You know what? I did this, this, and this, and this." No, that's, the word of God says we've got to be in unity in the body of Christ. Without getting into each other's business and details, you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to spell it out more than that. But we encourage one another. It says, exhort one another daily. As we see the day approaching, exhort, encourage one another daily. Not with a sarcastic dig at a person, but, "Brother, praying for you." And if you can't say it out, you know, if you didn't meet them or get a hold of them personally, you can do it in prayer. It doesn't matter. I love when people are praying for me and I don't even know it. Don't you love that? And there's prayers going on and you're not even aware that somebody's praying, but you sense the presence of the Lord. And that is so sweet. Praise God. Lord, help us. In these tumultuous times, there's a way through. In these difficult times, and we're going to face some more. I don't want to sound negative. That's not the issue. The enemy is going to try. The enemy's pulling out the stops. He's going to try everything to stop the work of God, to stop you personally in your spiritual walk with the Lord. He's doing everything he can. We talked about it a few weeks ago, the schemes of the devil, the plans, the wiles, the schemes. But, oh, Lord, would you help us this morning? Help us to walk circumspectly and to draw closer to him and be filled with the Spirit. May the name of the Lord be praised. Do we have a song?